Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come. Like chiming bells at eveningtide, this word rings out all through the Bible. Come in Genesis. Come in Matthew. Come clear through to the Revelation. The word predominates, rings like bells, sweeps as the tones of a mighty harp, peals like the thunderous notes of a great and a glorious organ. Come. It is the invitation from the loving heart of a loving God to a poor, lost, tired, sin-stricken world. Come. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How startled those Galilean multitudes must have been when they lifted their eyes and looked up upon he whom they thought to be the carpenter's son, but who was in reality the very Son of God. How startled as he stood there in his long, seamless dress of white, and opened his wonderful arms to a tired, throbbing world and said, come, lay down your burdens at my feet. Come, pillow your aching head upon my bosom. For in me, even in Jesus the Christ, is the solution for all your problems, the haven of rest for every storm-tossed soul, the pillow of comfort for every weary head. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Come, just as you are with your load of sin. Come, stopping not to rid yourself of one dark blot. Come to him whose blood can cleanse each spot. Come, ye lepers, and one touch of his hand shall make you clean. Come, ye who are sick and afflicted, one touch of his hand shall make you every whit whole. Come to the feast. Come, for all things are now ready. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Whosoever will, let him come.